Across the nation, we are celebrating Father's Day. For many of us, a time to give thanks to our dads, who for the most part, gave us the gift of life, or our adopted fathers, who nurtured us in our human life and taught us what it meant to be a person, to be a person of virtue, and even a Christian. We can celebrate the sources of life on earth today, but also in our Mass we are asked to consider the source of spiritual life, the way in which we are members of the kingdom of God. And just as biological life comes quietly into the world, spiritual life is something that is developed in a hidden way, in ways that go beyond our sight and our understanding. And thus we have to rely on faith to acknowledge that life is there, growing and ready and waiting to burst forth. This is the first Father's Day for my little brother. His little daughter just turned one last week, and he's actually expecting his second child. And I was talking to my sister-in-law about just their experience of having these kids and what it was like expecting these children. And she mentioned how my brother, he didn't quite know how to be excited to be a dad until he held his daughter for the first time in his hands, in his arms, the day she was born. In the sense that little life that was gestating, developing the womb of his wife was mysterious to him. And while I'm sure moms are very intimately aware of the developing life within them by virtue of morning sickness or strange cravings or what have you, from external experiences, the man, the father, he doesn't really know much. He doesn't see much. Maybe just thinks, well, my wife looks a little puffier than normal, but she's just as beautiful, right? Dad, man, that's what you say? That's what you think? In a certain sense, it takes faith to acknowledge that what is unseen in the intimacy and darkness of a mother's womb is a human life developing. Likewise, when we consider the spiritual life, our union with the kingdom of God, it is something that is mysterious, that is hidden. And it is first and foremost the task of Christian parents to nurture this life that grows and develops in hidden ways. When we consider imparting life to people and developing this life, we can perhaps go to one of two extremes. On one extreme, because we can't see it directly, we despair of our ability to contribute to it. We think, well, why even bother? I can't do anything directly to it. It just kind of goes on its own, and my input is irrelevant. On the other hand, another extreme could be that we want to exert too much control. That was like, I can't see, so I have to know more about it, and I have to be so involved, which is impossible. To help find this balance, we consider the parable of the farmer that Jesus describes in the first half of our gospel reading today. A farmer who, one, did something to help this process of the growth of the harvest. He scattered the seed. His input was not irrelevant. He was part of the process. But at the same time, he was able to allow the life that was in the seed to grow and bear fruit. As Jesus said, of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain of the ear. The farmer knows not how. That mystery of not knowing how exactly the spiritual life comes about is something that we do well to consider. And it is for us a way to ground a faithful response to God's invitation to us, who have been called to impart and engender the spiritual life in others. Christian parents, together with their godparents, whenever they present children for baptism, take it upon themselves to raise these children in the practice of the faith, to learn the gospel and the commands of our Lord, and to preserve this fledgling gift of faith from the poison of sin. The gift of faith, that spiritual life, grows of its own accord within the souls of our children in a way we do not know entirely how. But precisely because it has an interior vitality, we are able to proceed with faith and not merely by sight, to know that God has called us not simply to be physically or biologically fruitful, but supernaturally fruitful. And that is a call I think we do well to consider on this Father's Day. And to you fathers here in this church today, the call and need for good, virtuous, and holy Christian men and fathers, is incredibly strong today. In a society that has discourse about so-called toxic masculinity or discussions of the Me Too movement, the need for men who are virtuous and who are able to impart that virtue and that commitment to Christ and the gospel is paramount. In order to impart this life, we need to be able to know the model of our fatherhood, God, our Heavenly Father. In accompanying Bishop Daly across the diocese for his confirmations, he often has a little bit for the parents who bring their children for confirmation and First Communion. He notes how these children, often they listen to their mothers, but they watch their fathers. I think an important thing for all dads to keep in mind. If your children, while they're growing up, are grown, are to see you, what do they see? What can they see? Perhaps they may see you on your knees praying at certain points in the day. Perhaps they see you taking time out of your busy schedule to run off to church for not just Mass, but even confession, or even bringing the whole family in tow. Maybe they see you practicing humility, acknowledging your mistakes and asking forgiveness when you've done something wrong, or have not lived, or have done something to offend family or wife. Perhaps they see you boldly living out your faith in the public square, even when it is unpopular. That is what we need to see from our Christian men, from our Christian fathers. Granted, as a priest, I will never know firsthand what it means to be a biological father. And I guess the best I could do is to vicariously live through my younger brother. But as men who are called to impart life, their biological or spiritual or both, we see our model in God our Father. The question I have for us is, do we know Him?